feel like for today's episode, we're going to need a choir and robes for everybody and a giant orchestra. And I think we're just going to need to be swaying back and forth today because for today's episode, we're going to be talking about church. Now, I grew up in the church. I am the pastor's kid. So everything kind of revolved around it, especially because I went to a school attached to an actual church. Other than sports, which a lot of my sports were with my school, even our youth group activities ended up somehow being sports as well. But church, man. Church was my life for a really long time. I still am a part of a church, but it wasn't the center point of a lot of my life like it was growing up, probably because now I work and have a family and have responsibilities and other things like that, whereas when you're a kid, you have just so much free time to be involved in things at church. So why are we talking about church today? Like, what is the purpose of talk? How does the church revolve around this conversation about the things that we wish we would do but we don't do, our habits, routines, bad habits, good habits, things we want to make better about life. So let's talk about that. There's a phenomenon inside of church that I think other people did too outside of it. I know they did. I've seen movies and stuff. But it was definitely a completely different experience inside of the Christian bubble. And what I'm talking about is camp. Now, camp. Why camp? What does camp have to do with this? So what was different about camp versus people outside? So I think a lot of people, when they went to camp, if they went to camp, it was basically just a getaway, get into the woods, go learn how to do some hiking, learn how to make fires and safety. I've never been to a normal camp in my life, so I really don't know what you did. You played in the lake, jumped around. Like, I honestly don't know because I've never been to a non-Christian camp before. I'm just kind of guessing at what was really going on. Thinking Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, those kinds of things. Well, it was different inside of a quote-unquote Christian camp. I'm using a lot of air quotes right now. And what was different about that is everything had like a spiritual lesson to it. So you did some like teamwork, team bonding, and then there was all like little exercises. We had to get across this invisible lava river through these stepping stones, which were just like planks. But you had to rely on each other to get there. And so you learn team building, but then it's also got a spiritual context to it. And we always had like these morning session and an evening session of like a devotional time. You had music and someone spoke to you. I always remember those morning ones. I always super tired and kind of slept through many of them because I was just like, I didn't get enough sleep last night. We were up all night and then we had to get up at 6 a.m. to get to breakfast and then play these crazy games to wake us up. And it was crazy. So looking at camp, there was always something big that happened, especially as you got older, like into junior high and high school. They'd always have these like bonfire night, the last night, where it's like after everything, you spent like this crazy week together doing these team building exercises, having all these teachers and stuff like that, being like challenged and stuff. And then you always have this bonfire night where you come out and you have to tell your story of, it always had to be like the craziest story. And if it wasn't crazy, you had to make up stuff where you're like, Timmy was almost homeless and stuff like that. But you're like, Timmy's, there's been no bad thing that's ever happened to Timmy. Why is he up here? It's like a lot of unspoken things that people don't want to talk about, very vague. But there's always like this moment where everyone's like, I want to have this camp. It's called the campfire experience, where you tell everybody you're going to go back a changed person and you're going to rededicate your life to Jesus, and you're going to completely change everything you've done before. And so there's always this big campfire night, the last night. Everybody's super emotional. They're sitting out there in the dark with this giant, the workers had spent all week on this giant bonfire. So it can be super intense, super emotional. And just that, the flames in your face, maybe there's some hell references in there subtly or not so subtly inside of that. And you kind of sing a little bit of a song, and then you go to the next person, and everybody goes up and tells about how they're going to completely change their life when they go back because of this insane experience that they've had all week. So that's what's called a campfire moment, or a camp experience is probably the other word for it. It's this rededication of your life. But then as you go to a couple of these, the first one is always like this amazing thing that you're like, what am I experiencing? And the second one, you're like, I'm going to join in. And then, but as you get to the third year and the fourth year or however many you go to these, you start realizing that to some degree, it's kind of just a one and done thing. And it the majority of people trail off immediately. It's like they get back and it doesn't make any difference. It's like, oh, we did that. Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I'm just back to my routine, whatever. But there was always a few that it clicked and it stuck and they were never the same. There was always a few that I can think in my head of you, Brett and Eddie, and just, I think maybe, I forget who else, my sister was, there was always a few people that had this experience and they were never the same. They actually did go back and completely 180 their life. I know for me, the biggest change for me was my sophomore year, coming into more of a ownership of who I was and being less scared about what other people thought. It's still there. There's still plenty of thoughts. I'm wondering what you're thinking about right now. But there was more of a confidence I think I got going through that camp that second year. It definitely, there was a change that happened. It was more very personal to me. I didn't do everything else that I was like, I'm going to go back and do this. I'm going to live for blah, blah, blah. No, that didn't happen. But that camp was definitely a moment. It was those worked really, really hard. Every camp that I've ever heard of, they always make it really hard to make it a very distinct thing, partially because none of us go out in the woods all week. We aren't living in cabins. We aren't. So you're kind of getting away from things. I don't even know. So a lot of these places may have installed cell towers now, but back then we didn't have phones with us checking Instagram and stuff because it wasn't even invented yet. But this campfire experience, this camp experience was always like a marker for people. It was always like a very distinct moment for a lot of us. And even if we didn't go on to live out everything we promised ourselves and everybody around that was doing the blood pact together. No, there wasn't really a blood pact. But it was a moment, and it was a point in time that you could go back to. And there were always a few people that it made a substantive difference, substantial difference to them, to their life, to where they ended up going. I know people who went into the ministry, or some people who, another guy became a filmmaker and is living in that world because of this experience. I'm sure it was influential for him and his faith. And I think there's a parallel between that and between people who make a huge U-turn in their life with a, maybe it's not their, and everything about them, maybe it's just their finances. I know working at a company where that's all we do is we give people hope and educating people on how to get themselves out of debt, how to get control of their life and their money, and to build wealth and give and live out these principles of stewardship, that when we ask people, what was the moment that changed it? There's almost everybody, the majority of people have had something like this. It's not that it all happened at camp. It's not that it all was part of a weird ritual thing or whatnot. But everybody seemed to have a moment. It wasn't just like I put on my socks and then I went the rest of my life with a new lease on life. It was never that. It was always like, I've had it. These I've had it moments. We actually just did a series on that where we had people tell us what their I had it moment was. And it was always like, my student loans were not going down. They were only getting bigger because my minimum payments I was paying wasn't large enough to cover the interest. Or it was somebody saying, I saw my family member pass away and they had no will, no life insurance, no nothing, and their family was left to pick up the scraps after it. People having nothing for retirement. Or it was, I got the notice from the IRS saying that I owed this much money, foreclosures on my house. There were always these really huge moments. Maybe it wasn't massive, maybe it was just an understanding or a very quick thing that someone said. I remember somebody telling me once, because I used to drink a lot of Mountain Dew and loved it. That stuff is crack. And they told me that when I had pulled up my soda near them and they saw Mountain Dew, they're like, oh, you're drinking the hard stuff. And just something about that moment was like, oh yeah, this is like really horrible. I knew this, but, and I didn't necessarily give up soda right then. That came a little bit later, but there was just always something like, from then on, I could never think of Mountain Dew the same just because of that one comment. But for a lot of people, they have this moment, this experience, and maybe it's not at a campfire, physically at a campfire, whatever, but there's always some piece of story or moment that happens for them where they just kind of go, you know what? I get it. This really sucks. I don't want to live this way anymore. There's got to be something better. Why have I not been doing this? This makes too much sense to not change my life and do that. And I've been trying to fill my brain with a lot of information about habits, routines, what's physically going on in my brain, what's the underlying stories I'm telling myself psychologically, emotionally, the things I'm holding on to. There's some words that I want to talk about that are really eye-opening for what their meaning is that speak into all this, but I can't get around the fact that people have an emotional experience or a light bulb moment that changes them. That when you don't have this, and that's why people that went to camp, a lot of people that went to it might have had that moment, but it wasn't substantial enough for them. It wasn't powerful enough for them because we were all there to, we didn't have a control of the thing. I think a lot of people need to have their own experience. And a lot of people who are successful had those in the wilderness moments of wandering around, living on the couch, being broke. And they needed that to get to where they are. Dave Ramsey went broke. He talks about it. Dave Ramsey is one of the, I think he's the number three radio personality in the United States on public radio, number three on public radio. And he's just helping people get their finances together, get control of their lives through getting control of their money. And he talks about this. He went broke. He was bankrupt twice. And through that experience, gave him a new perspective on life, on spirituality, on his faith, on his money, that was invaluable to get him to where he's at today. It's all built off of those moments. But that's not the same moment for other people. For other people, like, have gone bankrupt many, many times, and it hasn't made a difference for them. Other people, it needs to be their it needs to be a family thing. Hey, I didn't care about myself, but once I saw my I was certain my family then I made the change to quit smoking, to take care of myself, to stop these emotions, to get rid of this emotional baggage, all of those kinds of things. I've been trying to find a scientific reason for all of these things, and I want to get into them because I think behind the scenes is super, super fascinating to recognize what we're doing to ourselves, the stories we're telling to each other, to ourselves. But I want to stay here for today, this idea of in those campfire moments, there was always a moment where we said, I'm going to rededicate myself. And in that moment, it was to Jesus, to our faith, to God, whatever. But I think that having a moment where I said, I'm going to rededicate myself to attacking this thing that I don't want in my life anymore, or this better place. Maybe that's a better way to say it. I'm going to rededicate myself to be better, to rededicate myself to living a healthy lifestyle. I'm going to rededicate myself to whatever it is that you want to have, whatever it is that you want to reintroduce into your life or introduce for the very first time. I want you to find that. What is that moment? What could that be? What's that campfire experience that you need? Maybe you need to find something physical that you can do. Maybe it's, I'm going to commit myself to doing a marathon to kind of make, to cue all of the things that, all the health things that I wish I was doing. Maybe it's going off and signing up for a marathon right now, is that thing that can cue you. And that experience of running the marathon then can give you that extra bit of a moment, of a memory that will just stick with you. Something needs to happen. And many people are gonna continue. I know I'm doing this. I just making the same bad choices over and over and over again. And then I learn things, but I don't go do them at times. Or maybe I do it for a little bit, but then it gets hard and you stop doing it. There's gotta be something that happens where you have a bridge, a breaking point of it's over, it's done, I can't keep doing this. You can say I can't keep doing this, but then you keep on doing it. I'm the worst offender of that. But for each of us to get beyond that, I don't know of people who just say, you know what? I think it'd be kind of cool to be able to do this, and they just go do it. If anything is nice to have, but not necessary, not needed, it's really hard. It's really hard to make substantive change in your life. You can, and maybe it doesn't need to be anything big. I think a lot of people can go, I'm just going to dedicate myself right now. And they make a line in the sand. And even as I'm saying that, that's a physical thing. Well, maybe it's not a physical thing, but they're giving themselves that moment. But I think that there's something about these campfire experience, about this camp experience, campfire moment, a moment that we need in our life of rededication ourselves. So that's why I've titled this podcast Rededicated with J.B. Wagner, because I think there's something substantive. I think there's something there. And so I'm going to be spending my time looking into this, this idea, finding people who made that change in their life and rededicated themselves to whatever it is that they wanted, whatever they wanted out of life to make themselves better in their faith, in their journey, in their health, all of the things that make us human. So I'm really excited to see that. So thanks for listening to another episode, and hope that you'll listen next week.